You're awake. It takes me a few seconds to place Amari. Rid of her usual braid, her black hair cascades down her back. It swishes from side to side as she enters the tent with the sunstone in hand. The stone bathes her with its glorious light, but nothing inside me stirs. The sight almost breaks me. What happened? The last time I held the sunstone, the wrath of Oya lit every cell of my being on fire. I felt like a goddess. Now I hardly feel alive. Though I don't want to think about Saran, my mind takes me back to the cellar. It's like the bastard cut the magic out of my back.
How are you feeling?
Amari's voice pulls me back from my thoughts, amber eyes piercing. I sit on the cot again to buy time.
I'm okay. Zelly.
Amari tries to meet my gaze, but I look away. She's not an honored Syene. If she pries, I won't fool her. The flap opens as Carney exits. The sun begins to set behind the mountains. It dips under a jagged peak, sliding off the orange horizon.
What day is it?
I interrupt.
How long was I out?
Amari and Syene make eye contact. My stomach drops so hard it must lie at my feet.
That's why I can't feel my magic.
We missed the solstice. Syene looks to the ground as Amari chews on her lower lip. Her voice comes out in a whisper.
It's tomorrow.
My heart jumps in my throat and I hide my head in my hands. How are we going to get to the island? How am I going to do the ritual? Though I can't feel the chill of the dead, I whisper the incantation in my mind.